Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Good morning. I hope that everyone is doing well on this morning. We're going to start with a word of prayer, and we are going to pray Psalms 67. We're going to give God's word right back to him and pray his word, that his word comes to pass, because his word will not return unto him void. So we are going to say God's words right back to him in prayer. Amen. And Psalm 67 reads, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. And that saving health is salvation among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, give her produce, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. We pray that in Jesus' name, that as we praise the Lord, he shall bless us. That's what it's saying. It says in verse 5, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. We will bless the Lord with the fruit of our lips, and we shall be blessed in return. Amen. God bless you. So let's go over to John chapter 12. John chapter 12, and we're going to begin at verse 12. It says, on the next day, much people, or a multitude of people that were come to the feast, the Passover, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now that word Hosanna means save now. Now, when it says at the end of verse 13, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord, that part of the verse right there is coming from Psalms 118. So let's go over to Psalms 118. Psalms 118 is a thanksgiving for the Lord's salvation. Now, Jesus, you know, just previous to the scripture in Luke 12, in chapter 11, Mary had anointed Jesus's feet, or poured the ointment on his feet to prepare him for his burial. And so now all things are, which it has been, but now our things are starting to culminate closer to his crucifixion, and we're almost in the middle of the book of John. And so this psalm was quoted by the people in the land at that time in Israel, actually near Bethany, that Hosanna means save now. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And they were quoting Psalms 118. So let's read Psalms 118. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy, or his loving kindness, endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the name in distress. Then I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place, or a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? And that is Psalms 118. The particular verse that they were quoting is in verse 25 and 26. It says, "Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord." Now, this is the priest's blessing. They have blessed us out of the house of the Lord. But when they were saying to Jesus over in John chapter 12, "Blessed is the King of Israel," they were acknowledging him, saying, "He's going to save us. He is going to save us from this Roman rule, this oppression that we're under. We are not truly a free people, even in our own land. And we are laying down the palms, and he's going to save us from this oppression." So that's what they were saying there. And they were quoting the scripture from the Psalms of 118 that David wrote many years ago. And that's why we want to regurgitate God's words right back to him. We don't have any authority or power within our own strength, but by the Holy Spirit we do. And since God's words will not return unto him void, but will accomplish that which he has sent it to do, we want to know God's word and we want to say it right back to him, because he will acknowledge his word. Just like in Matthew chapter 4, when the enemy came to Jesus to tempt him, Jesus was quoting scripture right back to the enemy. He was letting him know that we are under the covering of the word of God. And the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing asunder even the dividing of spirit, even between the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the intents and thoughts of the heart. It gets right down to the nitty-gritty. And so right here they're saying, "Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Save us now." That's an urgency. You know, sometimes, and a lot of times, you have to have an urgency with God. We can't have a passive way of going and say, "Well, I guess, you know, Lord, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. But if you're not going to do it, you know, I guess, you know, blessed be the name of the Lord." No. You have an urgency, an expectation that God will do just what he said that he will do. And he stands by his word. And we expect that. We anticipate that he will stand by his word. Amen. Let's go on to verse 14 in John chapter 12. "And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, a young colt, sat thereon, as it is written, 'Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh sitting on an ass's colt," a donkey. And that is being quoted from Isaiah 40 and 9 and Zechariah 9 and 9. So here they are again. It is being recalled what scripture said previously. That is line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. All scripture corresponds. It does not contradict each other. Amen. We're going to stop right there. I know we're in the middle of the thought. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.